This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. So what exactly defines a library? In the days of the Library of Alexandria, libraries stored ancient knowledge and words were kept on pages of papyrus. Books became the primary product until the past few decades. But today, you can use your library card to check out electronic games and stream videos. Some cities even lend out construction equipment, have seed exchanges, and host yoga classes. Reporter Holly J. McDeed has the story of what it means to be a library today and where the books fit in.
Libraries are usually quiet, but Berkeley Library Board of Trustees meetings can get pretty darn loud.
If this is where the library's going, I'm desperate. They now bore me and terrify me.
That's from a meeting held after the Berkeley Public Library director decided to remove thousands of books from the shelves. In the library world, that's actually called book weeding. Books that hadn't been checked out for 3 years were removed. And that did not sit well with some Berkeley residents.
We deserve better than that. Berkeley does, our kids do, the country does.
Since then, the Berkeley Library director resigned, a new director was appointed, and book weeding was put on pause. But this flare-up raised the question for Berkeley Library that many others have had to wrestle with. What is the purpose of a library? Well, at least in the beginning, it was, quote,
having nothing in view but the good of mankind.
That's the Redwood Library's guiding principle. It's said to be the first lending library in America, officially opened in 1750. And maintaining the good of mankind to this library meant lots of books. They stocked books on beekeeping, lantern building, and cider making. And for over a century, a library was defined by books, as helpfully demonstrated by Cookie Monster.
Me want a book about Little Red Riding Hood.
All right.
And one box of cookies, please.
Maybe you don't understand. You see, this is a library.
Yeah?
Yes, we have books here. Only books.
But that's not the case today at the San Francisco Public Library. In 2014, only 10% of the library's budget went to books. Like in Berkeley, some library goers are mad about the way this library treats books.
There's a symbolism to where the books are located, as far as I'm concerned, and that is they are pushed to the very periphery of the building.
Peter Warfield started a group called the Library Users Association in protest in the 90s after thousands of library books were tossed when the new main branch of the San Francisco Public Library was built. He tries to show me an article about that in an old New Yorker, but we can't find it. Many of the bound periodicals were moved to make room for a new literacy and learning center, much to Warfield's dismay. He doesn't appreciate the other things the library offers, like a social worker to help the many homeless visitors, or job services.
For people to get a job, why don't they provide telephones? Why don't they provide a haberdashery where people could get a suit and a tie and a white shirt, and a nice pair of shoes? There's a lot that could be done, but it's not the mission of the library.
Peter Warfield believes the library's mission should be to provide reading material, period, end of story. Teen librarian Mary Obler sees it differently.
What we're doing here at The Mix is really just a first step of a whole evolution of how libraries are growing.
The Mix is the library's teen center, located on the second floor of the public library's main branch. It opened last summer. That's from the audio production studio inside The Mix. At The Mix, teens can make music, learn to code, and even make things with a 3D printer. Obler tells me that lots of teens who come here don't like reading, and that's not so bad.
All of the things that we provide through our programming, be it video production or music making or poetry or 2D animation or 3D printing, is all engaging kids on different levels of literacies.
She says the Teen Center is attracting people who would never otherwise set foot in a library at all, like teenager Lauren Ng.
What kind of books do you like to read? I don't like reading books.
But she does like the mix. Lots of teens do, not just for the music labs or 3D printers, but as a place to just hang out, which is exactly what Obler and the library want.
What we are hoping to do is to create a space where you can, of course, continue to do that, but also where you can maybe learn collaboratively and be exposed to different ways of thinking. I feel like, yeah, this is kind of a big trend and evolution of the way libraries are going.
Well, actually, libraries have been collaborative spaces for a long time, like the Mechanics Institute Library and Chess Room in downtown San Francisco.
It was founded when the gold rush was coming to an end and people were trying to reimagine, you know, how they create a sense of community and how they rebuild a society that was really suffering.
That's Ralph Lewin, the executive director for the Mechanics Institute, one of the oldest libraries on the West Coast. He explains that in those days, a mechanic could be anyone who made something. Poets, for instance, could be mechanics. The Mechanics Institute was formed as a place where people could exchange ideas, collaborate, and learn mechanical arts.
So I think what we're seeing is, at least for the Mechanics Institute, we've seen a return to that those original values and mission.
It's still a collaborative space, but with a different audience. Tech workers and book lovers mingle over tables, and different San Francisco literary organizations rent rooms from the Institute.
There's value in books, but the mission related to knowledge and community is broader than books. Thinking about how we can best be places where people come together and learn and access information and knowledge, that's broader than books.
So, what is a library? Opinions differ greatly. Some people think libraries should be the bookkeepers. For others, they're a space to be loud and play with 3D printers. Some just want a space to meet and collaborate with other people. What's clear is that libraries, whether focused on books or not, continue to be important spaces for people who want to learn.
There's always going to be a role for libraries as long as they continue to serve that hunger.
Hungry for books, or?
Me want book about cookies.
Fine, that we have, a book about cookies. Good.
And a glass of milk, please.
Anything's possible in the library. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.